standing among welders and boat builders, Senator Bert Stedman has found the perfect backdrop for the governor to sign his latest bill, the shipyard of Allen Marine.
It's very nice to have the governor come down and meet the hands that are building these boats and maintaining them.
Part of the business of maintaining a boat is flushing its wastewater in a clean way. The state has imposed new rules for how to do that, requiring installation of an advanced wastewater treatment system. But such an upgrade would have crippled a company like Allen Marine, which has been operating day cruises since 1970. Here's Senior Vice President Jamie Cagle.
We would have had to look at shutting some of our vessels down because there's physically not enough space to put on the equipment that would have been required if the exemption hadn't been signed.
All five state ferries and 10 day cruise boats discharge their water at a shore-based facility, untreated. This law maintains the status quo, while keeping boat operators newly accountable to the state's best management practices for protecting the environment. All this spells good news for the Alaska Marine Highway System, too, which is a lifeline for getting around Southeast. Stedman was so on top of this issue that he filed the bill before session even started.
Without this bill, the ferries would have millions of dollars of infrastructure improvements they'd have to do under discharge.
$5 million was the state's estimate, which would have been a gut shot for a system hobbled by significant budget cuts already. In an original draft of the bill, Stedman also wanted to excuse some ferries from participating in a state program to put 1% of their revenue towards original art. That's no longer in the bill, because the Department of Transportation negotiated that exemption internally. But if you're worried the ferries will be artless, Stedman says, don't be.
We're not going to have a Soviet-era look to our ferries. We have a lot of art that's in the state museum and archives, and we have a lot of stuff on the old ferries. And I'd like to see us use the stuff we have.
Stedman stood watching as the governor sat at a table draped in a blue tablecloth and signed his bill into law.
Very nice, very nice.
Looking on was Alaska's First Lady Donna Walker, the state's Transportation Commissioner Mark Lukin, Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins, and members of the Allen family. Everyone got a pen. The ceremony over, boat work resumed. Walker was then whisked away to Crescent Harbor, where he was presented with a gleaming salmon by a large crowd of fishermen. It happened to be Alaska Wild Salmon Day. The sun was out, the mountains postcard ready. One of the presenters even wore a dress layered with 22,000 salmon bones. Holding the coho, Walker seemed truly overwhelmed by Sitka's reception.
Since I've become governor, I have not been able to get out and recreate nearly as much as I used to. So I've been fishing twice in the last week, and this is the first one I've actually caught. So I love fishing, and catching is optional. Fishing is mandatory, there's no question about that.
Alaska's legislature has been fishing too for solutions to budget problems all year. And with compromise hard to come by, you could say this wastewater bill is a major catch for Southeast. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.